Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He's a financial planner, a certified financial planner. He's also a member of the clergy. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. He's our good friend, John Harrison. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, John, when you're trying to plan for retirement, this is part of your world and your profession. When you're planning for retirement, a lot of what you're planning for is risk management, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't always say it that way. And when you think of risk management, typically there's some insurance involved or connected with that, right? Because you're trying to decide, okay, which horizon do I want for my investments, so that they're, you know, the older I get, they're less risky. How much money do I need? I'm risking how much money I put aside with how long I think I'm going to live. We do calculations on how long we're going to live based on our families and all that kind of stuff. My number is 91. I'm going to have to work till I'm 86 to be able to afford to live that long, John. So it's all about the unknown and about risk management. And up until this year, we had a pretty good system for doing that, didn't we?
We did, and I think what happens, risk management, as you point out, comes down to trying to figure out some of life's uncertainties and how you will pay for things of uncertain cost and uncertain duration and things of
right,
that nature.
Right.
And the changes in our healthcare financing are introducing some additional uncertainties into the mix that require some careful planning and us opening our eyes to some things. I think so much about the healthcare reform, or Obamacare as we generally label it, has been focused on the political side, that a lot of people haven't stopped to look at the numbers on the financial side in terms of how it's going to impact them. And there are impacts for people who don't even have to buy the health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the effects of Obamacare are in areas you wouldn't expect. For instance, there's a new Medicare surtax on investment income. If you have adjusted gross income over 200 for individuals or 250,000 for married couples. May not sound like it affects everybody, but for instance, if you are downsizing into your retirement,
mm-hmm.
and you sell your primary residence, if you have gain above the exclusion amount, which is $250,000 for an
mm-hmm.
individual or $500,000 for a married couple, then that can trigger taxable income
mm-hmm.
that throws on that extra 3.8% Medicare tax.
And that's just since Obamacare.
That did not exist
before Obamacare.
That's correct. And so it's an additional piece of the calculation you didn't used to have to do or have to worry about, but that healthcare reform is now changing or adding to your retirement planning.
So think about this. Think about this. If I have the ability to pay my house off, as opposed to having if I say, okay, I just want to get out of debt, and I've got this cash over here, and I pay my mortgage off, and now I owe nothing on it,
mm-hmm.
and then I sell it. Mm-hmm. Is that gonna mean I should think twice about using that cash to pay off the mortgage if selling it with no basis is gonna trigger a tax event?
It may or may not, because when it comes to owning a house free and clear, it's both psychological and financial.
Right. No. I mean maybe the mortgage is 4% and I could earn 8%, but just having no debt is worth the 4% to me, perhaps.
Right. But the main issue here is that in terms of your planning, is that the changes in the rules introduce aspects that you have to be aware of and think about. and decide, you know, do I want to get involved in this tax, or am I aware of how much I'm going to owe, and that sort of
we
thing.
We still don't know how pervasive, insidious, and disruptive Obamacare is going to be in our lives, do we?
We really don't, because, you know, at first it was kind of funny when all the comedians would tell us that, you know, how many pages were in the law and that nobody had read it before they passed it. It's getting less funny now
that the reality is. It's really, and folks, I'm not trying to be inflammatory. I mean this as an appropriate metaphor. I'm afraid it's going to become like a cancer. It's already hurt our economy. It's already cast a pall over the economy. And now we're having to deal with how it's going to affect our retirement. This is amazing. Quick break, right back with John Harrison. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.